With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're going back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
Oh yeah, we're partying now. It's the Ben and Skin Show. I'm going to let this music ride for a second, guys.
Let it ride.
I don't know, oh, where to begin.
You like LCD sound system, don't you?
Yeah.
I like it really loud where you can't hear anyone talk.
That's my favorite.
We're loud.
Yeah. No. All right, we might as well turn it down.
Yeah, let's turn it down now.
So Live to Give is a company that I would like to give thanks for because what they do is pretty special. And I'm not just saying, you know, delivering, bringing bottled water to the world. That's needed. Their coffee is needed. Their coffee subscription is rad. Their gear is rad. But taking half of the net profits and giving it to charities that benefit veterans and first responders, that's awesome. And that's something worthy of giving thanks to. John Wayne Walding started this company, friend of the show, Green Beret, all around awesome American hero dude. And we think it's a great company. And so if you need bottled water, we want you to get it from Live to Give. You get your coffee from Live to Give. All of this helps out. And aside from that, it's a great product. So check it out. It's our friends at Live to Give. Lots of breaking news in the sports world. So hit the intro, Christina.
Ha ha ha, Ben and Skin listeners. Here comes KT Fun Tweets with a round the sports.
Now let's go around the sports. Yeah. KT Fun Tweets has all the sports. Yeah.
Well, guys, after just about 56 games, no, actually less than that. Jeez, it would have been way less than that. That starts like 30 games. What am I thinking? Oh, God, love you.
Who are you talking to right now?
Kevin.
Okay.
After 26 games, I'm sorry.
God, love you.
The New York Giants have fired Jason Garrett as their offensive coordinator and play caller.
You guys want to hear an awesome Jason Garrett stat?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
His New York Giants offense scored 30 once.
Oh, no.
Once.
So bad.
Man.
In 26 games, they were able to eclipse the 30-point mark once.
And who is surprised?
No one.
Like, well, how this is one of those hires that happens, and you're like, I don't understand. Have you not been watching everything that's happened? Did you not know who he was? Did you not know that there was an all-out revolt from the young players in the league who didn't want to play for him because he's boring and outdated?
I don't see how the Giants can be expected to know what's going on in the NFC East.
I can't agree with that more.
For the previous decade.
It was a gift to the Cowboys for them to hire him. And it was a matter of time till all their best players were incredibly frustrated.
Well, at least they didn't have any good players.
I think about it every day.
What is that? Is that his mind? Why does it have that sound quality?
Yeah, the echoey.
Yeah.
Football's a lot like life.
That's him. Those are his thoughts.
They are.
Basketball's a lot like life.
He's just staring off in the distance.
Wait, is he debating himself now about the differences in football and basketball?
I don't know how I answered that question.
He almost started beatboxing there at the end. What are you doing right now? You're just going to play all your drops?
You ready to play some football?
Yeah, what are we going to do with all the Garrett drops?
You're
going to
do all the Garrett drops?
Basketball teams, baseball teams, football teams, summer league teams, men's basketball league teams. Oh. He's my roommate. He's loud. He's obnoxious. I am the quarterback.
I don't know how.
Oops.
I love football.
I love Tony Romo.
And I think a lot about teams. I think about it every day.
I would like to agree with him on one thing. Him going out of his way to make a distinction between basketball teams and men's rec league basketball teams.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I appreciate him just letting us know he spends a lot of time thinking about teams.
I'm going to tell you some stories tonight. I'll try to keep them brief.
I like teams.
I'm the guy in charge.
Long time ago. My last story is about a Buddhist monk friend of mine.
Not a bromance.
You ready to play some football?
And I read this book because I wanted to read it. My wife and I were sitting on a beach somewhere. Teams are a lot like life.
That's irrelevant.
A lot of racket in the back there, huh?
We got screwed by the refs.
We love Oxnard.
All right, guys, what snap count do you want to go on?
Yes.
Oh. Is that all you had?
I mean, for now. I mean, there's plenty, but it's taking forever.
What about Joseph Randall?
I don't know if I have that one.
We have to at least salute Joseph Randall, right?
Is he still in the league? Joseph Randall story.
No, he's not still in the league. He's a terrible person.
Is he in prison?
I don't know if he is, but he did some bad stuff.
If Joseph Randall is out there and not in prison, call in 214-787-1971. I want to get caught
up. He allegedly did some bad stuff.
Was he the one who got, was that a Dillard stealing underwear?
Yeah, he stole the panties, but he did way worse than that.
In cologne, right? Wasn't it cologne and panties?
He had some bad rape allegations.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he had some
very
physical stuff.
Yeah, tough. So that happened. We'll see. I don't really have much on the Cowboys. Like, they play Thursday. I don't know. Like, CeeDee Lamb might play. McCarthy was asked. And he just kind of went, "Oh boy, no, no, yeah." Well, it's kind of how he answered it. It was like that.
Did y'all hear about Jerry this morning?
Nah.
He, in the most Jerry of way, let it be known he is not happy with one Amari Cooper.
Oh, well, really?
Really. He was doing his weekly radio hit with Sean and RJ. And they were kind of asking him about it, and he was like, well, everyone knew what the consequences were for not getting vaccinated. And everyone here needs to put the team in front of themselves. And when you make decisions like this, you are choosing yourself over the team.
I have it, if you want me to read
it. Yeah, no, I mean, I've heard it.
Amari, I should get to give the, you know, sort of, Amari Cooper's outstanding. He's one of the highest character guys you'll ever be around in any area. He's outstanding in his introspect and how he does things. Nobody is saying he isn't outstanding, but this is a classic case of how it can impact a team. At the end of the day, this is team. You cannot win anything individually. The point is, it popped us. This did pop us. He is right. He said,
and there was a lot more than that. He went on and on.
He said, if I have a tone, I shouldn't, but the facts are it is a wee thing when you walk into the locker room and anybody is being counted on to pull his weight. Everybody expects that. They look around at each other. They understand their rights. They do. We do. Everybody understands our rights and our options as it pertains to those rights.
He also then went on to say, but the team has rights as well.
Well,
he was not. Jerry doesn't come out. Jerry's always going to say the apolitical thing, always. But it was very obvious that he was very unhappy.
And Dak took the apolitical thing, in my opinion, and Dak got his back the other day.
Mm-hmm.
But Dak was doing what he believed too, although Dak's vaccinated. But I have. Yeah, he finally said it.
Okay.
It had always been up in the air, and the reason he didn't want to say it earlier in the season is because he knew Amari wasn't.
Ah, okay.
And there are guys who have known, like there are reporters who knew Amari wasn't vaccinated because he's wearing masks all the time,
mm-hmm.
you know, at their outdoor practices and stuff.
Right.
Or things like that. So, like, they knew, it just wasn't ever reported until he got it. It's way different than the Rodgers thing where he was not doing, he was not abiding by the protocol. And then he got fined less than CeeDee Lamb did for having his shirt untucked. So insane.
It doesn't make sense.
He lied, broke the rules that the NFL was not. First of all, the NFL, here's another lesson. Don't make rules that you're not prepared to enforce. Hey, here are the rules you got to go by, but we're not going to have anyone watching you. So do what you want.
Hey, his quote there is incredible. There's a lot of great things in there, a lot of Jerryisms. But he says, if I have a tone, I shouldn't. So what is that mean? He's saying
for criticizing a player.
I know,
for not being
vaccinated. But here I go, and I'm going to do it. If I have a tone, if I sound like I'm pissed off, I shouldn't. But I'm pissed off, so here's what I'll say.
I think that's what it was. He didn't, and I would say his tone didn't change. It's just the pacing and directness with which he talked. He was not searching for words.
Mm-hmm.
He went directly in and said all the things he said. I mean, it was like. And I was really, I mean, I'm not criticizing Sean and RJ. I thought they did a great job. I thought they would have stayed on it longer. But it's, I don't know that they could have milked any more out of it.
Yeah.
They also could have been told, listen, you can ask him about this one time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Well, another thing is he could, here's what Dak said on Sunday, I thought was kind of telling. Well, you know how Dak kind of felt about this. Because the reporters were pressing Dak on this. And he said, you can't even guarantee that he would have been ready to play by Thursday based on, like, if he was vaccinated.
Well, hold on.
And he's right.
But Jerry went into that. Jerry started talking about the second that you don't get vaccinated, you take yourself out of the opportunity to get back faster.
Yes.
Like,
well,
he started breaking all that down, too. Like, he spent a lot of time thinking through all this, and it just so happens that Amari Cooper got vid right before two games in 4 days.
If he would have got it on Wednesday or Thursday, he would have had a better chance of getting back in if he was vaccinated.
And Jerry went out of his way to make the point, hey, the fact that he didn't get vaccinated means, that's what he said when he said we got pop. But the fact that he didn't get vaccinated eliminates the idea that he can come back like other players.
By the way, I went in to get my booster last night. I just popped into CVS. Couldn't do it.
Why?
You can't just pop in. You got to schedule an appointment.
Damn. Huh.
They say they take walk-ins, but they were like, sorry, we're full.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
It's good to know.
It's good. Yeah. So make your appointment before you go get your booster, just to guarantee that you can get it.
And Mavericks play tonight. That will be on the Eagle. It is the Clippers. The latest is that we don't know if Luka will play or not.
It seems like he probably won't. He's saying he's doing everything he can, and it'll be a game-time decision. But I would be surprised if he played.
There's no point in him playing in this game. There's no point. You have a whole season ahead of you. He tried to play yesterday, bumped knees with somebody at practice, screamed, and went off the court. It just, there's no point. Let's just take all the time necessary, get 100%, and then come back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Screw this. This is depressing.
Oh!
How much this one's for?
7.
Ben has 30. Christina and Skin have 0.
Yeah, killing it.
I should have more than that.
I know.
Ten points. This is you guys carve right back into it here.
Intriguing.
Top 6 answers are on the board. What's our buzz-ins?
Huge Al.
Mine's stuffed.
Squirtle. Saychak.
Name one thing you eat on Thanksgiving.
Squirtle, Saychak.
Skin?
Turkey.
Number one answer, turkey.
How many answers?
6. Skin, do you want to pass or play?
I'm going to play.
He's going to play, ladies and gentlemen.
As you should.
He is going to play.
Easy.
Didn't see that coming. Name one thing you eat on Thanksgiving.
Mashed potatoes.
That's the number 4 answer right there, correct.
Does that mean that there are 2 answers in between turkey and mashed potatoes?
Yes.
Interesting. Kevin?
Mm-hmm.
Stuffing.
Number 2 answer, stuffing or dressing.
Okay, that's my next question.
Same thing.
Interesting.
3, 5, and 6 left on the board, Skin.
Mm-hmm. Cranberry.
Cranberries and cranberry sauce. Yes, correct. Number 6.
People eat that?
I don't
either.
I walk by it and say, I'm good.
I bet the damn Yankees made this list.
What all's gone?
Turkey.
I don't believe we can have a review.
I think we can. We'd normally be staring at the board.
Mashed potatoes. Stuffing.
And where's stuffing? 3?
2? Cranberries. 3 and cranberries.
Okay. Skin, you have 2 answers left.
Interesting.
It's not. It's not that interesting. It's pretty normal.
Macaroni and cheese.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Oh.
That's our Yankees.
Pissed Christine off.
I'm going to write
That's
that.
My first go-to.
I'm going to write that down in the category of misses.
Yep, it is.
Desserts / pies.
Pies, correct there. Number 5.
That's right.
Just
desserts,
says pie.
Desserts would not have worked, but pie was good enough. Okay.
Kevin, there's one answer left.
Uh-huh.
And I know it.
I don't think you do.
Good thing, Ben, because I would not be good.
I would like to submit for the board's approval what a lot of people refer to as rolls or bread or cornbread.
I had that written down.
Two X's.
Yeah.
Wait, so what was the guess?
Rolls.
Bread. Okay. Cornbread.
Some type of bread.
So all he rattled off several guesses. You're saying all those are out?
Yeah.
All right.
No carbs at Thanksgiving, huh?
Well, the cranberries.
I don't think there's carbs in
there. You know, what I'm going to do now.
Christina and Ben are now gathering.
Ben's got it.
I got it.
My track record's bad, so I'm letting Ben just have it.
Sweet potatoes.
Oh, oh, he got it.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Damn, son.
I would have said green bean casserole.
What were you going to say, Ben?
Gravy.
Because the gravy comes in.
Skin gets 10. That gets him back in the game there a little bit. Ben has 30.
Good for you.
Christina has 0. Okay. Top 7 answers are on the board.
How many?
7.
Yep.
Oh, a 20-pointer.
Okay, wow. I would submit a double.
Nope.
What are you? How's that work?
Stop submitting things and just play the game.
That's part of the fun.
20 points. The top 7 answers are on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Ready? Name a place that might be open on Christmas Day.
Squirrel Saycheck.
I think I got the S there. Skin.
Interesting.
He was still saying it after I had settled back into my seat.
It's a very long.
He has a long.
You're saying
long.
The butt, it starts the second you say what you're saying?
Yes.
I thought I heard him first.
I came with. Well,
although he's closer to me, so the distance that it would travel.
Yes, the speed of sound is at play here for sure.
Answer
TGI Fridays.
Okay, go away. Just go away.
Didn't matter, Ben.
Ben,
I'm gonna say hospital.
Number 6 answer, Ben. Hospital.
How many answers are there?
7. Christina.
Oh, grocery store.
Number 1.
Number 1 answer.
Dang it.
The store. Christina, do you want to pass or play?
There are 7.
There are 5 left now. Name a place that might be open on Christmas Day. Pass or play? 5.
I'm going to pass it.
She's going to pass it. You're going to pass it?
Yep.
Okay. Are you going to pass to Ben or Skin?
Ben's way too far ahead. Give it to Skin.
He's passing it to Skin.
Yes.
Skin.
Yes, Kevin.
Name a place that might be open on Christmas Day.
Convenience store.
That's good.
Gas station, yeah. Number 2.
I would also like to say gas station.
That does not seem like the same answer. Interesting.
But I think of a convenience store and a gas station is the same thing.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't
think he's going to get all these, though. So. 4 left.
Well.
Oof.
Restaurant.
Be specific.
Well, I've seen the movie Christmas Story.
Oh, I know what the answer is.
I haven't seen Christmas. I mean, it's on, but.
So are you a type of restaurant or a.
Yes.
And not opposed to. Because when I said TGI Fridays, you got mad at me.
Well, I would not allow that, yeah.
A lot of people will eat at TGI Fridays because it's open 365.
Are you trying to get an endorsement?
I don't understand.
Well, are you okay? Is it a type of okay? Chinese,
are they still
I said be specific.
Chinese food restaurant?
Strike one.
We're not gonna help.
I'm just reading Kevin. You get up to the line of scrimmage, you read Kevin, and then you decide what play to run.
Single high? Is it too high?
You always got to identify the Kevin.
Yeah.
If I go with the guy in motion, you'll know I'm in man.
There are other places that are in consideration.
Uh-huh.
And some of them, poor Hemplay.
Poor Hemplay.
An all-encompassing store like a Target or a Walmart.
That's what I say.
That's what she got. That's two X's.
It's a grocery store.
Ben and Christina, be ready to steal.
Target and Walmart are not grocery stores. Well,
number one answer was Walmart slash store.
Oh, I thought it was grocery store.
It is.
Hmm. You should have probably clarified that for him at the time. Then he would have burned a guess. I say we take an X away for Skin.
That's fair, because I really thought she said right? grocery store.
Yeah. No, I said grocery store.
Yeah, grocery store.
Walmart is a grocery store.
The answer is Walmart slash store.
Okay, so that's not an X for him, because he wouldn't have guessed.
That's not an X, because I wouldn't have guessed that.
He doesn't know what he's going to guess. He's taking forever.
Oh, come on.
I guessed restaurant, you wouldn't let me.
Oh, cheat the guy.
I said, no, restaurant, I gave you a really good hint. I said, be specific.
It was a good hint, if it's what I think it is.
We know what it is.
Yes.
I'm just saying, don't count that as an X for him.
I feel like it's a hedge at this point.
You should have said...
Okay, he's got one X.
You keep saying hedge.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting.
I'm going to say a fast food restaurant.
Here it is.
There it is.
Number three, fast food.
You bet your sweet ass it's on
Four,
there.
Four, five, and seven are up.
And I got an X taken away.
It's just a recap.
Four, five, and seven.
Someone just tuned in. Oh, thanks,
okay.
Ken.
Oh, he did get an X.
Cool.
How about a general slash dollar store?
No. Oh, my God.
I have one left.
You still have another one left?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we're giving him four X's.
This is
I
fun.
I don't agree with it, but.
This is fun. This one's a good one.
Is it?
I'm a Best Buy.
Idiot.
Okay, can you repeat the question?
Moron.
I want to make sure I understand the question.
Name a place that might be open on Christmas Day.
All right, so I'm thinking...
Your mom's open on Christmas Day.
I'm thinking... I was thinking fast food all along, so when he got that one, I was like, do you have any others?
All right, I have others.
Okay.
Fire department. Police department or a bar?
So I had police department.
Okay.
I think bars are closed.
Not all of them.
Well, not all of them, but I think...
I would like to go over some of my other answers.
I think police. I think it's police or fire.
Yep.
And so I think we can kind of catch him up in a web if we just say first responders. First responders.
Yep.
I said military.
Skin gets the points.
What? I'm going to start fires and commit crimes on Christmas.
My dad worked like every Christmas growing up.
Yeah, Kevin.
It's not my fault.
These people are stupid.
That was just a ruse to get out of the house. Too much Christmas. There's a fire. I'll be back.
No.
Number four, movie theater.
Movie theater.
I guess they hate first responders, huh?
Number
That's cool.
Five.
Really?
I've seen some Beaver movies on Christmas.
Airport. Number seven, hotel.
Pissed.
Hotel.
Ben has 30. Hotel. Skin has 30. Christina doesn't have any.
I got zero.
We'll pick it up next week.
But I love first responders. I'm like these people.
We'll pick it up next week. What's coming up next?
Coming up next in the Love Shack, these are without a doubt the wildest sex stories that have ever involved turkey, right here on the Mighty Eagle.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.